the West may not accept the Crimea's becoming part of Russia. Here's the reality. Ukraine's own government is planning to pull its military out of the region. That's just one of many signs that Russia's annexation is nearing complete. But Crimeans who are excited to join Russia must face a reality as well. The transition could be difficult, even painful. The economy in this region has been largely dependent on Ukraine's government, and that's about to end. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley has more on the new reality in Crimea, including the fact that for the moment, it's not exactly a place you'd want to visit.
Навигатор ведет в новый свет.
This travel video promises sun and fun on the beaches of Crimea, but not this year. The crisis over Crimea has already scared off the summer tourists. Inside a travel agency in downtown Kiev, owner Vitaly Kuvalishin says Ukrainians account for at least 60% of the peninsula's holidaymakers.
They stopped the planning of their vacations because of situation nowadays. I think this year is finished already. The tourist season is finished. We are sure.
Kuvalishin says the Ukrainians will head to Bulgaria, Cyprus, or Turkey this year, where the service is better anyway. He says the dearth in tourism will be especially hard for the many Crimeans who rent their private homes and rooms unofficially. Despite the pebble beaches and cliff-hanging castles that made Crimea famous as a Soviet resort hub, the Black Sea Peninsula has long been a corruption-riddled backwater in economic terms.
Crimea is not self-sufficient. Crimea has always been a region that was able to function only on donations from central government.
That's Dmytro Kuleba, an expert in international law. Kuleba says about 40% of Crimea's annual budget is propped up by subsidies from Kiev. About a quarter of Crimea's population is retired, and Russia promised them larger pensions. Kuleba says the Kremlin will have to shell out heavily if it doesn't want to disappoint them. One Russian minister already commented that Crimea's economy was no better than Palestine. What economic activity Crimea does have is across the thin strip of land that connects it to mainland Ukraine, says financial analyst Alexander Parachi.
Crimea has very tight economic, business and trading relations with other part of Ukraine.
Parachi says 90% of Crimea's water comes from Ukraine's Dnieper River, and its electricity, gas, and food are all supplied by Ukraine.
So if these roads from Ukraine to Crimea will be closed or blocked, I assume there will be a deficit even for food on the territory of Crimea.
Parachi points out that Russia has very limited capacity to supply Ukraine because it isn't even connected to it by land and everything would have to come by ferry. Russia has also said Crimeans will exchange their Ukrainian passports for Russian ones and switch their currency to the ruble. The talk is already having ripple effects. 2 days ago, Crimean local authorities said they nationalized the peninsula's largest bank chain, Kiev-based Privyet Bank, which forced the bank to close branches and freeze cash withdrawals. Parachi says there will also be questions about Crimea's railways, gas pipes, storage, and port facilities. He says Crimea does have a few economic assets, such as its natural resources.
We know that Black Sea around Crimean peninsula is rich on hydrocarbon deposits, oil and gas, and the core question will be whom all these deposits will belong.
Yesterday, Russian President Vladimir Putin gave the green light to build a road and rail bridge across the 3-mile Kerch Strait that separates Russia from Crimea. There was a bridge built in 1944 by the Red Army after it liberated Crimea from the Nazis, but the structure collapsed within months because of flowing ice. Russia and Ukraine have never managed to rebuild it. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Kiev.